Jennifer escaped to her car. Probably to get another hideously large vegetable, Marjorie thought. Staff member Seren, Rose's unlikely best friend, tottered along behind her with her own arms full of misshapen potatoes.
"She's got 6 more sacks of them in the car," Seren whispered to Marjorie as she put them down on the table. "I've told her she can't win if she's a judge, but she keeps saying that rules were meant to be broken."
Rose barked Seren's name across the hall, and she jumped to attention, scuttling back the way she came.
"Gosh, we've got some competition, if even Rose is joining in," Marjorie smiled at her wife.
"Well, I don't think we're going to win anyway." Clementine gestured at their own trestle table, with its autumnal leaf-patterned tablecloth and very sparse selection of ugly parsnips and long, stringy carrots. They had tried their best, but neither Marjorie nor Clementine had ever been particularly green-fingered. The best Marjorie had ever managed was a few sad strawberries in their garden, and a houseplant they had managed to keep alive for a few months, until it had been put on the same schedule as Clementine's dusting, that is, and died sadly of dehydration, forgotten on the windowsill next to the ornamental cats.
"You speak for yourself."
Gloria, Marjorie's second in command, had snuck up behind them both with a basket of her homemade jams.
"I fully intend on winning something this year. I didn't slave over the stove all last night for nothing."
Summerview School's yearly harvest festival was, as always, being held in the sports hall of Dewstow Leisure Centre. Though that meant that it was open to the public, and so members of Ittenvale Comprehensive School were more inclined to show their faces to laugh at the paltry selection the Summerview staff were presenting. This year, Mrs. Blossom, head of drama at Ittenvale, had also managed to force herself onto the judging committee, along with Marjorie and Clementine's neighbour, Dawn Simmons, and their vague acquaintance and school council member, Mr. Fitzgerald. Joining them were the food tech teacher, Mrs. Plum, and one of the science teachers, Dr. Roberts. It was a motley crew at best, and they were all taking it much too seriously. Clementine had sworn she had seen them all in the library first thing, sharpening pencils and printing elaborate score sheets. Mr. Fitzgerald always started his scoring at 0 for the first item, and then scored everything else around that, meaning that sometimes his sheet was a baffling arrangement of fractions and minus numbers. He said that the first score was the benchmark for all the other scores to be arranged around, but Marjorie was convinced he just enjoyed seeing all the confused faces each year. Last year's winning pumpkin had hung in the balance for an extra hour, until the cryptic scorecard had been decoded. It hadn't helped that Mr. Fitzgerald had taken a liking to the blackberry wine a teacher in the English department made. Marjorie and her team of Education Centre nourishment consultants had been dragged into it all again this year, as they were every year, to supply refreshments as well as their own special harvest festival table. Though she always tried to explain that being a dinner lady and a cook didn't mean you necessarily cared about the harvest festival. Their little plot at the bottom of the school grounds had never produced much more than a few sad vegetables and the odd accidental blackberry. In fact, the Year 8's patch of vegetables towered over it. Marjorie was sure that nothing could have grown in the shadow of their tomato plants. The hall was beginning to fill with students, parents, and staff members, all of whom looked particularly annoyed to have been kept after work hours for school business, the first term of the year always being the hardest. Once they got back, it would be a steady downhill run to Christmas, taking them all with it like a runaway snowball. The first frost of the year had settled in comfortably, and it made the town look marvellous. All the nastiness of the summer holidays was long over. The seaside poisoning case she and Clementine had solved was all neatly squared away. A silly harvest festival seemed a much better prospect than being dead, and besides, she had finally had the plaster cast on her leg removed the week before, and was still enjoying the freedom of movement without a crutch.